This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The Olympics in Rio are less than 3 weeks away, and there has been controversy aplenty. Zika, political unrest, water quality, you know the list. Now the International Olympic Committee is talking about banning the entire Russian team from the Games after a massive doping scandal. Marketplace's Andy Euler takes a look at what that's going to mean for the Olympic economy.
Hosting the Olympics is monetarily a losing proposition. Infrastructure costs, security, housing, it all adds up. But there's the prestige of hosting the Games. Rio hasn't even been able to enjoy that. Roger Pilkey Jr. is a professor at the University of Colorado.
Brazil probably should send a big thank you card to the Russians for taking the focus of attention off of the political issues, the infrastructure issues, Zika, leading up to the Games.
But wouldn't an all-out ban of Russia mean less competition, less exciting TV? Joel Maxey teaches sports management at Drexel University. He says NBC, who broadcasts the Games here, probably isn't worried.
I think at the same time, there'll be probably a lot of great stories, new stars, and those sorts of things that will capture the public's imagination, and they will, and those things will be pushed and highlighted by the media.
It could also mean more perceived integrity in the Games, which for some sports means the rightful champion will be crowned. That hasn't always been the case. Again, Roger Pilkey Jr.
So in a sense, in these Games, maybe the thinking is that, you know, without the Russians there, there's more of a chance for athletes who went about things the right way to actually get on the medal stand.
That means endorsements, money, fame. Think Michael Phelps. The decision on whether all 68 Russian athletes will be banned should come down by the end of the week. Knowing these Games, it's probably not the last bit of controversy we'll be hearing about before they open on August 5th. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.